Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to the book of James, the second chapter. James chapter 2, in seeking the Lord, about tonight and about this season now, I believe I am impressed with this passage of Scripture and a specific direction. You going to believe with me about it?
Yes.
And I'm confident there are answers here and help. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray and release faith. Father, we do agree together as touching this, asking you for the anointing that teaches and reveals and quickens and heals and helps and delivers, asking you for utterance that we may speak as the oracles of God, asking you for revelation, light, truth that makes us free. That which we've not seen, show us. That which we've not understood, reveal it to us, please. And anything that you've shown us already, but we let it slip, we didn't do it, have mercy on us and remind us again, show us again. And we purpose not to be forgetful hearers, hearers only, but by your grace, to be doers of it. And we know when we do as we do, we will be blessed. We'll have miracles. We'll see amazing things because you are faithful to perform your word in the lives of those who believe it and do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So be it. James 2. James 2 and 14. He said, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him?" He's going into some detail about faith and what is faith that produces results and what is faith that he calls dead. Let's read this from the CJB, the Complete Jewish Bible. I like the way it says it on this CJB. Verse 14, he says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone claims to have faith, but has no actions to prove it? Is such faith able to save him?" And the implied answer is no. Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food, and someone says to him, "Shalom, keep warm and eat hearty," without giving him what he needs, what good does it do? Now, this is what you and I in our group would call a good confession. Did I lose somebody? Keep warm and eat well. Good confession. Or you could just intro it with, "I'll believe with you." That you will keep warm and eat well. Pretty much the same thing. I mean, the results are the same. You couldn't argue with that. Without giving him what he needs, what good does it do? He's contrasting what some call faith versus what is real faith. Keep reading. "Thus, faith by itself, unaccompanied by actions, is dead." There's something the Scripture calls dead faith. Dead faith. Keep reading. "But someone will say, that you have faith and I have actions. You're into works, I'm into faith. He said, well, show me this faith of yours without the actions. I'll show you my faith by my actions. Some have thought faith is not discernible. You don't know my heart. Don't judge me. My faith is between me and God. Well, according to what he's saying here, if it's really there and it's real, living faith, there will be other evidence of it than just you saying you believe. He said, show me this faith of yours without the actions. What's the implication? You can't. Show me your faith without any action. He said, I'll show you my faith by what I do. You know, I think in the King James, one reason I'm reading it out of this translation, it keeps saying works, works, works. And we have a connotation of that in our mind connected with works of the law. And so people tend to just, in their mind, push that away. No, if you look up the word, which I did for you, it means one Thayer's, or what's the word, lexicon says, action, deed, something done. Action is a good word.
Yeah.
And deed, something done. Real faith has action. Real faith does something.
Yes.
Come on, say it out loud. Real faith,
does something.
If it's talk, 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 and never does anything, it's dead faith. It's not living faith. And dead faith doesn't get answers. Doesn't reach what you need. It means action, deed, something done. Listen to this. This is Kittle's lexicon. Said the word denotes action or active zeal in contrast to idleness. It's the opposite of doing nothing. It's the opposite of being idle. Let's keep reading here in verse 18. Show me this faith of yours without the actions, and I'll show you my faith by my actions. 19, you believe that God is one, or King James says there is one God. Good for you. The demons believe it too. They shudder. The thought makes them shudder with fear. There are no agnostic demons. There are no atheist demons. There's not a one. There's not one evil spirit that's just not sure whether God is real or not. They believe. But their belief in God is not going to save them because they refuse to do anything with that faith. They have chosen to rebel against Him and not submit to Him, and apparently are not going to change. So there is saying you believe something, but if you don't act on it some way, it is useless, vain, dead faith. Do we need to differentiate between a dead faith and a living faith? Just saying you believe is not enough. I'm going to say that again real slow. Apparently, are you reading this with me? Just saying you believe is not enough. Not enough to get results. Not enough to live and walk victoriously in life. Keep reading. He said, verse 20, but foolish fella, do you want to be shown that such faith apart from actions is barren? And he goes into talking about Abraham, and he gives example. We're going to actually go to these in just a moment. But he talks about how Abraham and others demonstrated their faith with what they did.
Right.
How do we know Abraham had faith? He offered Isaac.
Yes. Yes.
This is not just a matter of conjecture that he said he believed. He proved it with what he did. He wouldn't have done what he did if he hadn't not just thought about it, but was fully persuaded.
Right.
As the scripture said. If you skip down to verse 26, he said, indeed, just as the body without a spirit is dead, so too faith without actions is dead. If my spirit left my body right now, which I'm not expecting to. But one of these days it is.
Right.
Then my body would stop doing this.
Yes.
It would fall in a heap on the floor. It would have no action.
Right.
It wouldn't do anything.
Right.
No, that's right.
That's right.
You know what he's saying?
Yeah.
So faith, that's real faith, expresses itself in this realm in what it does, just like your spirit expresses itself in this realm through the body. We want miracles here. In this realm. In order to get a manifestation of the power of God here, what you believe in spirit must be expressed here.
Amen.
There must be an action. This is all through the Bible. And you see it in everywhere that there's been mighty moves of God and everywhere there's been miracles. Without exception, somebody did something because they believed. Somebody did something. The man with the withered hand. How'd that hand get healed? The Lord told him, stretch forth your hand. And he did. And it was made whole. The woman with the issue of blood. How'd she get healed? Not staying at home.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me